Hello there, I am Rakim Ford, and today I'm going to be talking about a very important topic, immigration. Yeah, that. Most will say that it's only about illegal immigration, which I personally disagree on, but whatever. With only nothing positive to say about it, other than they are illegal, and they're taking our jobs, of course. Even with our very own President Trump, saying that all immigrants are drug dealers and the most dangerous of gangs members. Now, what if you were taken out of your own home, away from your entire life suddenly, with no say in the matter, or you could stay in your own home, whether that be a home with your family or state and country, but if you did stay, you would be killed. Unfortunately, this is where a woman named Patricia, an asylum seeker, had to go through leaving her country of the war-torn Congo, Brazzaville, in 2003. She had to leave because of her views on politics. Now, her government quite didn't approve of that, so they plotted to kill her, much like her very own mother, for goodness sake, that they already killed. So, in response, Patricia had to fled to the UK to escape from being killed by her own government. Well, in a very special book that I have so happily just been reading called What is the What? It's about a young boy in Sudan called Achak. Now, much like Patricia, he's an asylum seeker as well, but in his case, he was chased out of his own town and home by the Arabs. Now, it's much like Patricia case of him being kicked out, but he would have died if he would have stayed in his hometown. His town was affiliation was with the SPLA government, but the Arabs and rebels were in a long war with the SPA government, which made Achak town a crosshair between the war and a vital spot. So, unfortunately, his town was a very crossing and death tone of the war. But that's not only the thing those two have in common. Much like Patricia, Achak was skipped over to be evaluated to go to America. A quote from Patricia shows how frustrated she was after all this hard work of finding a new life, only to be skipped over. It's so frustrating. As an asylum seeker, you're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to do full-time courses. It can make you go crazy. Now, to me, this quote personally shows how bad it is to be an asylum seeker. Like, you're not allowed to do things like you're normally supposed to do as a working citizen, a very hard working citizen, to build a better life for yourself. Many articles, big and small, have different opinions and topics when it comes to immigration as a whole, to a range of saying that they're all just some drug dealers, gang members, or even just normal people coming to take our jobs. But in some cases, some articles on the opposite point of the view, they talk about the good people and how good they are. Just average people trying to find a better life. An article talks about something just like this. A website called Asylum Access talks of a couple, Natalia and Mario. They are both asylum seekers, and they looked for Mexico as their new home after Mario refused to join a gang in El Salvador, their old home. The way the article speaks about them, it's trying to connect them as regular human beings, trying to find a new home, trying to find a new life, and trying to grasp it into their very own future. A quote from the article says, "They now have full-time employment, rent their own apartment, and are saving money. They are no longer hiding in the shadows in constant fear. They don't have to rely on humanitarian handouts. they can rebuild their lives meaningfully. This quote shows how Natalia and Mario were able to grasp their lives in Mexico again. They were able to completely control it after after escaping their old home and turning it into their own future. And now with that, they can actually make something better out of it, a bright, better future. And it's really connecting to people around, to the people around us, and how they're just like average people able to build their future together as a couple. Another article talks about immigration as a whole. In a website called Archer Asylum Seeker, I'd first like to start off by saying how the author explains the situation in a quote. "Oh, ever during the mass movements of refugees, usually as a result of conflict or violence, it is not always possible or necessary to conduct individual interviews with every asylum seeker who crosses the border." What the quote means is it's not necessarily important to interview every seeker who crosses a border in any place. Now, this author chose positive bias towards the seekers, but bias nonetheless. Still, it talks as them as if we don't need to personally worry about them as they're like a danger or threat. So overall, the last two articles, this one and the last one about Natalia and Mario, talks about more of them as people and how they're just average people trying to find a better life, a better grasp on the situation at hand, trying to find a new home and build a new life and shape it into a better, brighter future for themselves. Another article that really helped me in trying to prove the overall point and positive theme that a lot of articles are using at the moment is first, the Australian news media. First, the author used a pitying tone to describe how the asylum seekers are being treated. Salvage is among the thousands of refugees and asylum seekers to lose income and retail support over coming months under federal government cuts labeled cruel and unprincipled by charity groups. Basically, the asylum seekers are losing their overall income just because they are seekers trying to find a better life. And this can be labeled as a very cruel and evil thing, as after everything they've been through, mostly negative, most likely, they still need to face hardships in their better and new life that they're trying to make, even after they lost their entire life and have to restart a brand new one. Notice how I said it uses the word cruel to describe how most people are reacting. And I personally couldn't agree. Even though it might be biased, it still could be used in a very cruel way because of what they've been through. Asylum seekers will have the most likely, like somebody like Achak, has been through so much, being hunted down, having to walk across an entire desert just to find a new home and new life, only to be still attacked and still be broken down by so many more challenges that can be overwhelming to a person. And using the word cruel to describe their cut in income, the money they worked hard on, the money that they need to survive and to build a better life, can be described as cruel. Even though it might have showed bias, it still is a necessary and still is a very important thing to describe the situation of asylum seekers and how they get treated by other people and how they are getting affected, even though they already been through so much pain and suffering as it is. So based on everything I said, I would like to say I personally disagree with everyone who hates immigrants. Not even hate, but doesn't accept them into their culture, into their own country. Because if you were hunted down, if you were just kicked out of your home, if you were threatened to be killed because you had different views, because you were just different, even, for example, if you had like a different religion, you would want to find help. You will want to find shelter to take you in and start a better life. And if you can't accept other people trying to do the same thing that you would do, then maybe you don't deserve it. So I would like the news media and people all around to have a better open mind and really try to accept immigrants as people who are just trying to make a living, who is trying to survive after everything they've been through. Just try to have a positive, open mind. And then once you learn the asylum seeker story, since I know they will want that, people will want to know, why does this person dislike me, or why am I getting painted as like such a bad person, like a drug dealer or a gang member? Why? They will want you to know their story, and then they will want you to judge, am I worthy to join your country and be a part of your country? Rakim is signing off. Thank you for your time, and I hope my message really shapes your mind.